Okay, just to clarify, conclusion of Kiyar. There was some confusion last week as far as our maskana. And also, we will answer the Ramban's question. Ramban asks, we had a very difficult Rambam Shita. Besides that, the Rambam ignored our whole Gemara, which is what we spent the majority of the time trying to understand. The Rambam ignored the whole Gemara of Kadech Mitoichai, and the Rambam seemed to hold, who cares if there's enough water for the Halot Kohanim? Doesn't make a difference. Even though the Rambam paskins the din of that a kir has to be Kadei Luchot by Dalot Kohanim. But besides for that, the Rambam is a yochid, seems to be a yochid from the Rishonim that holds that there's a mitzvah l'katchila to use Mekir. We had the Rambam there in B.S. Mitzvah, which says that mitzvah l'kadosh be Mekir. L'katchil is a mitzvah l'kadosh be Mekir. And only, it's mashma from the Rambam, it's only b'di'evet, or it's a chsorin in the Kiddush, if you use tamach l'sharas. And many of the Rishonim are bothered with this. You know, forgetting where's the source, there's psukim not like that. The Brisker Rav tries to answer it because the Ramban here in Chumash on the Pasuk of Yerchatz on Perek Lamed, the Ramban argues with the Rambam. And he says that it can't be. And David, you pointed this out last week. The Kohen on Kohen Golayim Kippel. It's Makadosh from the Kitin Shalzov. That's Ramban's question. How could the Rambam say that there's a l'katchila to wash only from the kiyor? Can go to be a mekipur mechich. Did he wash his hands from a kitin shalzov? We don't find that there was some kind of xeris hakasov. Even the xeris hakasov, you can say, fine, it's a rasha. That's a xeris hakasov. It's not like there's a pasuk in the Torah that says that the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur doesn't use the kiyor. It's not such halacha. So whatever it was kvodesh shel Kohen Gadol, whatever the reason was that they used the kitin shalzov, that would not override if there's a din that Kiddush Yudan Raglaim is supposed to be from the Kiyar. And it's only b'di'evet that you could use Stamak Lishores. Whatever hiddur they were trying to do for the Kohen Gadol, which there were many, that they did many hiddurim for the Kohen Gadol, Kvodesh Shel Kohen Gadol, but they wouldn't do that in compromise on Yom Kippur Noch, the din of Kiddush Yudan Raglaim. So if you look at the Ramban on Chumash, he brings the Rambam Shita. And one of his main questions is from Yom Kippur. Mamish Naksarov from that. So again, you have his Sfas Emes and Ars, so you get a little bit touches on it. But this is what he says. But based on how we concluded last week, I think it's Meturitz. Because the conclusion that we have last week was that there are three potential Kiddush Yudayim Raglayims that are discussed. Two of them are discussed clearly in the sugya, and one of them subtly. One is Kli Chayil, which the Gemara conclusion is you can't use a Kli Chayil. Right? Stop, just do Kiddush Yudayim Raglayim from any Kli. That does not work. Then there's Kli Sharis, which it seems that the Maskonos HaGemara is that's all you need, Kli Sharis, which is the way Rav the Rishonim learned. And then you have the Rambam, who says, Kli Chayil Pasul, Kli Sharis Kosher, B'di'evet, Kosher but not, I'm calling it B'di'evet, not preferred, and then Mitzvah L'Kadosh Min HaKir, then the L'Chatchila, you should be washing from the Kir. That's the Rambam. So, the way we were masbah last week, we learned that our whole sugya, the whole discussion of our sugya, of potentially requiring dafka dekir for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, was only in regard, only if you hold like Rabbi Yossi bar Abchanina. Because basically, kli chayil would mean you could use water that has no kiddush at all. That's on the bottom. Kli Sharis is water that has Kedusha. But it's not Kodesh Favoida. It's Kodesh water. Could use that water to watch the innards of the Behemoth, which we're going to talk about today. And then you have the Kiyor, which has a unique Maila, that the water is niskadish l'tzarech avoid. Right? That's the purpose of the water. So that's the mila the kir has. And that's what the Rambam is saying, that there's a preference to use such water that was niskadish l'tzarech avoid. Now, is that a din in the mayim or a din in the kiddush? This is the clearest way to put it. Is it a din in the water that the water should get kedusha from the kli? Is that the emphasis? To get kedusha from the kir? Or is it a din in the kiddush that there's a lechatchila, there's a maila, makadosh yehen? So really it depends. If you hold that the water can actually be exclusive for this type of avoda, that can only happen at the time of Kiddush. Because until then you don't know what it's for. The water's just sitting in the kiyah. The water could be used for avodas yoin, could be used for avodas laila, could be used for... So channeling the water for the specific avoda is only shayach b'shas Kiddush. It's not shayach before that. Can't be done before that. The only time that could happen is at the time that you're doing Kiddush Yilayim Reklam. Whereas the generic kedusha of lavoida, that it gets as soon as you put it into the kiyah. Simple. So therefore, what we concluded with, which I think is simple, some of you seem to have been struggling on this one, is that if you hold, going back another daf, if you hold that in the machloikis there of Yosi and of Chizda, if you hold that the kiyah water becomes possible balayla, that means that the water in the kiyah is there to give exclusive kedusha. Because if the water in the kiyah is just generic, so then how does it become possible? Still, the water still has kedusha for Lila. Elamai will tell me, well, now it can't do that kind of kiddush. But it never does that kind of kiddush. Meaning, whenever you take the water, when you extract the water for avodas yoin, it's not doing it for avodas yoin, it's doing it for avodah. So it wouldn't be possible, even after all the svaros that we struggled through that sugya, it's only possible to understand that the water in the kir could have a psul for avodas yoin if you understand that there's such a thing as kedushas mayim for avodas yoin. If the kedushas mayim is always just generic for avodah, then it wouldn't be logically feasible to understand that it could be possible for avodas yoin. It never has avodas yoin. It's always only avodah. So by definition, Rav Yosef has to hold that the water of the kir actually has the ability to channel specific kedusha. And that's why he holds it's possible to say that once the water in the kir enters the zone where avodas yoim is no good, so it loses the ability to channel the water in that direction. Right? But if you hold that it's never doing that, it doesn't make any sense. It's possible for this, possible for that. It's never kosher for that. It's never kosher for avodas yoim that it could become possible for avodas yoim. That's the way I saw the Olam was struggling. I think it's so simple. So Mamela, by definition, Rav Yosef has to hold that the kiyor sends the water. Not only is it makadish the water, favoida, it sends the water to a direction. That's his sheet. Mamela, l'shitosai, it's shayach that not only does the water need kedusha when you put it in, but it needs kedusha when you extract it. That's so it should be channeled for the particular avoida. And that's Mamela, we said, the whole shakl of Atari of our Gemara, and where the Gemara's Maskana Tosis explains, Kodeach Mitoichai is, you take another clean, you fill it from the kiyor. That whole shakl of Atari is only shaykh if you hold like a B'Yosef. If you don't like a B'Yosef, if you hold like a Chizda, if you hold that the water never gets kedushas Yoim and Laila and specific Kedusha just as Kedusha Savoida, then of course you don't need to take the water and wash directly from the kiyah, because it's not going to do anything more than it already accomplished. The water was in the kiyah. which is the Gemara's maskana. The Gemara's maskana is according to Tosfos, kadech mitoche, as long as the water went into the kir, then you take it out. Even though now you're not washing from a kli that's yesh by kadei litol dalot kahanim, it's okay. Because the water, what is the Gemara basically saying? The water already went through the process. But that idea that the water went through the process already only works, right? If you hold that it doesn't get exclusive kedusha, but the whole shock of a tire of the Gemara was only shayach. If you hold that there's such a halacha, the Rambam who paskins lamaisa that the water doesn't become posel. That means the Rambam holds that there isn't exclusive kedusha to the specific avodah. It's only kedusha avodah. So, according to the Rambam, there is no chiddush in the conclusion of the Gemara. There is no chiddush in the conclusion of the Gemara. As long as the water went into the kir, or this whatever vessel it is, and got the kedusha, of course you could wash from the smaller kli. Because our whole which really what I'm telling you is what the Kesef Mishnah says. Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam relied on the maskana. Like Toysus, Kadech, Metoichoi, and he didn't have to say it. So what do you mean he didn't have to say it? The Gemara had to say it. Because the Mishnah is saying, the Rambam didn't have to say it. It's self-understood. But the Gemara had to make Tukimt. Why did the Rambam have to make Tukimt? The Gemara says, the Rambam didn't have to make Tukimt because he already established that it doesn't become possible by Shkir Sachame. Because he doesn't hold like Rav Yosef. So once he doesn't hold like Rav Yosef, it's poshut that the water doesn't have exclusive kedusha, so you don't need to have the sheer mayim when you're extracting the water. In other words, the okimta of kodeh toichoi is not needed because the Rambam already established that the water doesn't get exclusive kedusha for the avoid. It gets just generic kedusha for avoid because he also doesn't become possible by avoid islam. Right? The water doesn't become possible. Even for avoid islam, it doesn't become possible by lila. Because it's under the umbrella, the generic umbrella of Avodah. So that explains, again, it matches up the Rambam with Asugi, because otherwise it doesn't work. Now, Ebezoi, we could say very simple. The whole mile of the, so according to the Rambam, there's not even a lechetchila to get Kiddush Yadayim V'Ragolayim for the specific Avodah. All we really need is it should be Kiddush Yadayim V'Ragolayim. The mile of the Kiraz is that it channels it for Avodah. That's the whole benefit that the kir has, is that it channels it for avoida. That's the ganza maila that the kir has. There is no, it's makadish the mayim, latachlis of the avoida. That's all it has. That's the only thing it could accomplish, ever. So mamela is no kasha b'chlal from Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, when they were makadish from the kitten shalzov, that was only the ma'aser rechitz. That was only the ma'aser rechitz. There's no problem b'chlal. They extracted the water, the same water already had kedusha, and this was happening b'shas rechitz. B'shas rechitz, according to the Rambam, you don't need any exclusivity. So the only kasha would be, according to the Rambam, that holds mitzvah l'kadosh min hakir. It's not a kasha on the Rambam's halacha, because the Rambam holds the mitzvah to use water that has kedusha for avoida, period. Which you get from the kir. B'shas kiddush, there's no mitzvah to be makadish from the kir. You have to take water that got kedusha from the kir. So on the Rambam, it's not shver. The Rambam is not shver. What would be shver on the Rambam would not be a halacha shayla. It would be, according to you, Rambam, that is a mitzvah l'kadosh min hakir, and taka the way you paskin that the water only gets the level kedusha of avodah, not exclusive. There's no kasha on the kohen gadol Yom Kippur. Why they were able to use a kitten shalzov to be makadosh as an instrument? Not a kasha. But according to you, Rambam, according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, how did they use a kitten shalzov for the kohen gadol? In other words, not according to you, Rambam, I have a halacha shayla. Because he doesn't learn like a Yosef Rav Chanina. He doesn't learn like a Yosef. He doesn't paskin that the water gets... But according to you, Rambam, that you're saying that there's a mitzvah to use the kir for whatever the kir normally does. And the way we're learning, it branches off. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, the Kiyor actually channels it for the specific avod. In which case, there's a mitzvah to use the Kiyor for the water, even when it's being extracted. Right? According to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah to use the Kiyor when it's being extracted, because he holds nothing changes at that point. Right? So that's why it's not a kasha from Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, they take the water from the Kiyor. Put a Kitin Shulzov. Kitin Shulzov, and a Kiyor doesn't even necessarily mean a Kiyor. It means they take the water out of Klisharis that has four. Whatever, that's irrelevant. The bottom line is, according to the Rambam, you don't need a Klisharis, you don't need a Kiyor at the time of Kiddush Adayim V'Rogliim. But according to you, Rambam, how does a B'yasi Rab Chanina learn that the Kohen Gadol will use a Kitin Shulzov? That's a good kasha. According to you, Rambam, that you hold that the Kohen Gadol, that there is a mitzvah to use a kiyor. The only explanation we're giving is you don't need a kiyor for the actual kiddush, because that doesn't do anything. The kiyor is not acting as a kiyor then. The kiyor only gives generic kiddush, not for the specific avodah. So that's why, according to you, Rambam, we don't have a kasha. We don't have a kasha from the Rambam in Bias Mikdash to the Rambam in Luchas Avodah Yom Kippur. As far as the Shulchan Aruch of the Rambam, we have no problem. The Rambam Shulchan Aruch Bias Mikdash says there's a mitzvah to use the kiyor, but that's only to give kedusha to the water, generic kedusha. The Rambam in Luchas Yom Kippur, b'shas kiddush, you could use any kli to be to kiddush. So the Rambam in Halach is good. The problem we still have in Maskana is that according to the Rambam, how did Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina understand the Kohen Gadol? Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, who holds no, the klishora, the kiyor, not only gives kedusha generically favoida, it gives kedusha exclusively, and that's why klishora becomes possible lailo favoidus yoy. So according to him, you would need a kiyor even at the time of kiddush and ivory client. And kodech l'toichai would mean your mamash have to have the kli connected to the gear. So then how did they use a kiddush and shazav on Yom Kippur? That would be the question. That's the remaining difficulty on the Rambam. But the way we learn, perhaps it's answered. Because if you remember, we discussed from day one, mamash, when we started this idea, we discussed the Havamin of the Gemara, that Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur doesn't need Kiddush Adayim V'Rogliim, if you remember. And all the Achronim asked on the Rambam, remember how does the Tzayich? This was day one. So the explanation we gave then already is that the Kiddush Adayim V'Rogliim is to be Mizamen Favoida, to designate you Favoida. Kohen Gadol is self-designated. Because all the Avoida on Yom Kippur is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. It's almost a Kohen Gadol as a walking designee. So the Havamina was that if the Kiddush Adayim V'Rogliim is designation for Avoida, he's Mizum and Voimit. I'm sure Oilam remembers this. We spent some time on this. So Eibazoi, we could say, even according to B'Yasi Rab Chanina, for Kohen Gadol, you don't need a Kiyor which is channeling it specifically for which Avoida. Because the Avoida Sayyoyim on Yom Kippur, it's chok oilam that has to be the Kohen Gadol. He's already designated. So when you have water that's being taken out, l'tzorech avoida, it's the gavra self-described, so too is the mayim self-described. I don't need to channel it where it's going. Yom Kippur has a rigid schedule of avoida and a rigid designee. So you don't have to match the water with the... It's already matched. There's no avoida with Yom Kippur. There's no stam avoida. There's avoida Yom Kippur. Everything's exclusive. The avoida is exclusive, and the kohen who's doing it is exclusive. There's no room. So the way we were learning that the mila the kiyor has is it channels the water either for avoida bechlau, or the next level of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina channels it for specific avoida. In those two areas, on Yom Kippur, it wouldn't be Negea. Because on Yom Kippur, itself designates what it's for. Because there's only one option. The Avoida has one option. The Avoida is Hayoyim. And the Gavra is one option. It's not like, oh, he could do this and somebody else will do that. No. The Avoida and the schedule of Avoidois and the Avoida is being performed by whom is rigid in steel. There's nothing that's engraved in steel. There's no movement. No. And Ksheirim El Aboy. I call Avoidus Hayim and Ksheirim El Aboy. So Melo Yom Kippur, that's unique, that the Avoidus requires the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, when they Mekadosh the hands of the Kohen Gadol, everything is self-described already. That's what I'm trying to say. Everything now is self-described, so we could say that even according to Rabbi Yossi Baruch, I'm just going back to the Rambam. The Kasha, the Ramban, and the Rambam is Efshel Lidchos. Okay, let's start the next sugi. Let's finish the sugi. Let me just finish the Maltek. I just want to get to the end of the sugi. It's a simple sugi now. Omer Shlokish. Kol ha-mashlim l'mei mikveh. Anything that's mashlim to mei mikveh. In other words, this is the type of water. The water condition. Is mashlim l'mei kiyo. But l'viyas ain't mashlim. For vias, for netilas yadayim, it's not mashlim. It's only mashlim for mikveh. It's mashlim for kio, but for netilas yadayim, it's not mashlim. Lamute mai. Ilem lamute titanoik. That's cement. That's pouring, meaning that there's enough liquid in it, there's enough water in it that it pours. So halacha is that that kind of cement is kosher to be mashlam and mikveh. Hechidome. What's the case? If it's liquidy enough, the parashaykh of a shaysim imenu, that a cow could drink from it, that's the shear for Natil Sidaim too. I feel a vias nami mistav. It's even good for a vias. He ain't up parashaykh of a shaysim imenu. If it's not even good enough for that, so then you have a bigger problem. I feel a mikveh nami in a mashlam. So where do we have this middle shear that it's kosher for mikveh, kosher for mekiyah, but possible for netilas yadayim? In Bechlal, Tosfos seems to be bothered here that it's a strange shear. How could you have a shear? How could you have water that's kosher for the kiyah and possible for netilas yadayim? Tosfos alludes to that here. Pirush bekuntos l'vias l'mtil sidai. Zok tev a k'tzas tema. Right? It's a k'tzas tema. What does Tosfos mean it's a k'tzas tema? So sometimes someone will change the gilsa tank. What does it mean k'tzas tema? So you know l'fadesh, l'vias, I know hapo machlam, but you know, it's okay, it's a different explanation. But Tosfos kash on Rashi, is that it's L'chayra, when he says a k'tzas tema, Tosfos means that it's, how could you learn that the water would be kosher for mikveh, kosher for mekiyah, possible for netil sedayim? How could it be? Again, the way we were learning, it's not a kasha, because you could say that the chsaron with the water is only mitzad nekiyas. This is not qualified for nekiyas. We established already that by mekiyah, there's nothing to do with nekiyas. That's why you could go to a mikveh 1,000 times. You reach the highest level of nekiyas. You still can't do avoda. So therefore, for the main mikveh, for the kiyah, all you need is kiddush. And the mele chsoron in the water is nekiyas ability. Doesn't make it possible. Mashikim v'netil sidayim, it does. That would be the simple. I'd explain the... According to Rashi, says the Gemara. So what's the case here? Elu lamuti avchushim adumim. This is like a type of bug, like a mosquito that's created in the water. It's like a liquidy bug. And therefore, in that case, it would be kosher for mikveh, right? Be kosher for mekiyah. And possible for netil sidayim. Says the Gemara. That's not even, that's water. I feel it by now. Even Beinayu, even the way it is, it will be kosher. Meaning you don't have to mix it with anything. Be kosher the way it, simply the way it is. It's mamish water. No, the beauty has a tzad in his chuvis that it will be chometz. If you mix these bugs with dough, it will be chayiv kochas. It's mayim. It's regular water. Halachically, it's water. You may call it a bug, but it's, since it's created in the water, and that's that, so it's considered a heftz of mayim. So it's mamish water. Again, the Noida Biyuda goes even so far that Bichaya for Chometz on Pesach. It's how the Noida Biyuda goes. It's mamish mayim. Huh? What? In Shulchan Aruch, the Yad Ephraim is Cholik. It's Tov Samach Beis in Hilchos Pesach. The Yad Ephraim is Cholik. And he holds, to make a chometz, it's a different, you need a different quality. It's not just a din mayim, you need a metzias of mayim. Whatever. He has a different approach. But anyway, Tatanya Rashba Goimel, Kol Shetchilus Briyosim in a mayim, anything which is created in the water, that's how it starts. Magbilin boy. You can even use the thing itself, not just to be mashlim, but it is, it's the essence of water. Omav Yitzibay Avdimi, Magbilin Beinei Shaldag. Be matpil beinu shel dag. Again, we're talking about it's physically possible to be matpil in it. Because it's created in the water. So if that's the case, what are you talking about hashlama? It's not hashlama. It's the water itself. Elamav pape. Again, we're trying to figure out where do we have this water that's kosher for mashlim the mikveh, kosher for kio, and pasul for netil sidai. Elamav Papa, Nosan Sovinot also. Titanan, Mikveh Shigesh Boy Arbon Somechuvonis. This is a case where you put in a saw, take out a saw. Nosan Sovinot also, is a kosher. The Kiddush is even though you don't have 40 saw of water, because if you put in a saw of May Paris, it gets mixed into the water. Now you take out a saw, so you know for sure you don't have 40 saw of water. Right? You have minus the May Paris. Still kosher. Bottle, adruboy, it's a din of bittle. So that for revius it's not mashlam. For netilas yadayim, it's not mashlam. You have to know what the lomdus would be there. Why takanat? But that's the that would not be mashlam. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. That would be the case of mashlim lemekio and lemikveh, but not mashlam for netilas yadayim. That would be the metzias. Obviously, you have, like I said, in Sfora, it's very hard to understand what would be the chesaron here. What's the problem with this? Not also of nothing. So really, it could be Rav Aaron Leib Zola Gizun Zayin in the Sefer Eilas HaShacha. He has a different kasha on our Gemara. We've established many times already here and in other mesichtes that Bittel Barov cannot give new halachas. Remember, Bittel Barov can only be mevatel. Bittel Barov can't produce halacha. Bittel Barov could. So if you have a piece of chazer, it could be bottle. Famous Einig Yomtev, right? But if you have a chut of tzitzis, that was not made lishma, it got mixed into 1,000 chutim that were made lishma, so the Einig Yomtev says you can't use that for tzitzis. Because bittel can only take away, can't give positive. Right? Can't give you halacha. Can only be mevatli. Basically, it works by isurim beautifully. Because by an isur, I don't need to give any halacha. Just have to take away halacha. No problem. Mashen came by a mitzvah, where you need to give halacha lishma, can't do it. So Baron Leib, in his Chidushim and Chulin, he says, what do we do with our Gemara? Our Gemara is saying clearly, that if you add this to the mikveh, it becomes, you're not just being mevatel it, you're not saying it doesn't exist. You're giving it now a positive halacha. You're saying it now becomes a mikveh. You could be toivel in it. See, he's taka bothered if you have the Hilas HaShacha here. Taka yes, it's lakash. He says, I don't understand why it's good. He says here like this. He says, Mashem Moyel Bittel Barov. He says, how does Bittel Barov work over here? says it shouldn't work. And his reason is, Bittel Barov is only to get rid of Isur. The can chidish a bitl morov mahani. Havi kilu. It's kilu imamish became kilu tovo baze. Velochain, matzinu beshara. Chut shalai nasa l'shein tzitzis. Shinesav b'chutim shinasa l'shein tzitzis. He says, aloha is, doesn't work. That's his kash. That's his all on the sin. So what you could say is l'chayrim perhaps very simple. And that is that bittul barov doesn't work, let's say, to make lishma. Why doesn't bittul barov work to make lishma? Because what does bittul barov make? So now this string becomes part of all these strings. Okay, but all these strings also are not, in essence, kosher fitzitzis. They're only kosher fitzitzis because it happens to be out of kavana lishma by them. Right? So the element that you're trying to connect it to is abstract. It's not in the taruvas. There's nothing about the taruvas that makes it lishma. It's a bunch of strings. Those strings have something hanging on the outside over them that they were made lishma. Right? There's nothing intrinsically different about them. So now what do you want to do? You want to make bittul. Bittul now is that what? That this is also part of them. Fine. It's part of them, but it's not lishma. I'll ask you a shayla. If you have 1,000 strings, and you go ahead and you make pishas maisa as you're weaving them, you weave them. So you figure, you know what? Why should I do lishma all 1,000? I'll weave every 2 lishma and every 3rd one not lishma. At the end of the day, I'll have roiv. Right? It's not just a question of aim of vatlanis or lechatchila. The whole roiv doesn't make sense. Because inherently, the string is the same string. The lishma is a din on you. It's on the outside. Doesn't work. That's pasha taich. Where, 1 second, but where there's a metzias that you could say bittul barov before it relates to the gavra. Now you want to use that in a positive way, that will work. This gets mixed into the mikveh. This is water. This is not water. This becomes bottle. Okay. Now I could use this ladina. That works. That would work. Why? Because first it became part of the Mayim, and now you al stavre. It would be like, for instance, if you have to make tzitzis out of tzemach, just an example, and you have pishtin, and the pishtin gets mixed into the tzemach. You have polyester, it gets mixed into the tzemach. Pishtin will make a little complicated al shatnas. And then you go and have in mind lishma. That would work. Why? Because the bittul was chal in the taruvas, in the essence of the taruvas, and now your lishma works. The lishma is also going on that string that's not really worthy to be lishma. Doesn't matter. It already now has a din of tzemel. Now the lishma works. Oh, the difference. If that's the case, we understand here why it's not a contradiction with the color. And by the way, I use this to answer also, but there's a Beferish Yerushalmi, Kenegedo in the Yom Tov. Because the Yerushalmi says in Pesachim, black and white, that if you have matzah that was not made lishma, that got mixed into matzah that was made lishma, the Yerushalmi says that you go basarov. So Rav Mordechai Savitsky Zatzal asks in his Sefer on Yerushalmi, he says, this Yerushalmi is a stira with the Yom Tov. Then the Yom Tov says that bittul barov can't give dinim. And the Rishonim and Sukkos seem to hold that way. By matzah, it works. So the way I answer is the same thing. What's the din lishma by Pesach? Pashas, it's gavra. If it's gavra, then Rav Savitsky's kashas is a bomb. It's a pircha. But if you look in the Rambam says not that way. The Rambam says, Zer shenema b'toyro shmaltam es ha-matzis. He says that means you have to watch the matzah. Shelo yehei boi shum chimutz klal. So the Rambam learns that the whole lishma by matzah is not like lishma by tzum, by sefer Torah, by tzitzis, where it's some a kedusha, you're doing l'shei mitzvah. According to the Rambam, the Torah wanted dough that was made with a shmira meula that's rochoik mechimutz. So it is in the essence. So if I have 20 pounds of dough that was watched to this level of shmira mechimutz, so it is something different. Now I have dough that doesn't have that level of adherence. That could be bakla. Because that is in the Metzias. That's the pshat in the Yerusham. But anyway, getting back to our sugya, so now you could say very simple. Netilas Yadayim is unique. The mikveh has halacha. 40 saw, it's a mikveh. 40 saw of water, mikveh. So now you have titan orek. You have not al saw of nosan saw. You put in the saw of mei peres. The saw becomes bottle. You have a mikveh. Now, if the gavra goes in, makayim, right? By the Tilas Yadayim, there's no din to revias. There's no din revias. There's a din the gavra. The mayim only gets a din of the Tilas Yadayim as you're washing it. It's not like, oh, this is an Tilas Yadayim mayim. By the kio, you have a place where it's gathering up and it's getting a halacha. Is it water? Is it not water? At that point, unrelated to the gavra, at that point it's bottle. And therefore now it's mekiel. You have a mikveh. The water got together in a mikveh. At that point it's bottle. Now I have a mikveh. By Netilas Yadayim, it's a din in the gavra of the netilah. The water has no halacha, only as it's being poured on the hand. What? That's in the maaseh gavra. How to do Netilas Yadayim? First, you don't have to do it. You could be toivel, you could... So there, the mayim has to have a din mayim at the time that the gav was doing the mayis in the tila. The Bittul Barav doesn't help. There is no prior status. Here it is the mitzitzis. Because here it's mitzad the gav. At the time of the netila, it has to be at the time of the netila. That's what's giving it the halacha. You, the gav, as you're pouring it, you're giving it a tila. Pouring, I'm giving it into the mayim. Menela, anything I'm taking that's not mayim at the time of the tila, there's nothing for it to become bottled to. It's all maaseh gavra. There's nothing for what? In order for it to be bittul, there has to be a pre-status. The pre-status, now it's bottled. The water in the kiyo becomes bottled. The water in the mikveh becomes bottled. Here there is no main tila. So the only bittul that shayach is b'shas tila. For that it doesn't. For that, it doesn't work. It depends what's the chiv of netila. If the chiv of netila is a revi'ah shalom, it won't work. That's why we paskin, ain't noitlim l'chatzoyim. That's why netila sidayim, we try even to do netila to one hand, the Gemara is a shayla. Netila to one hand, tefila to the other hand. Correct. Up until Pope, if you made a channel with a revius of water from the mikveh, you could put in a machtem v'tzinoris, kivin the mechsher mikveh kasi. Because it's coming from the mikveh, you could toivel a needle in there. Omav yimor shlokish. May mikveh kshegim l'mekia. Simply, he means any water that's kosher for a mikveh is kosher for a kia. L'meim with the lav mayim chaymin. What does he mean to be ma'al? But you don't need spring water. Ah, he says the Gemara. L'chari, we have a diak from a braisa that you need you need for the kiyor spring water. Because it says, b'mayim v'loy b'yayin, b'mayim v'loy b'mozik, can't use wine mixed into water, b'mayim l'rabi shamayim. By the way, this is talking about washing the kilbayim, the kerev and kilbayim, the innards of the animal, of the kol. L'rabi shamayim, kal v'choymer mekiyor. Kal v'choymer that the mekiyor is good. That's what the braisa says. Kal v'choymer l'mekiyor. Says the Gemara, my kal v'choymer l'mekiyor. Why is the water of the kiyor different than any water? That makes sense. The only difference of the mekiyor could potentially be is it's spring water. Says the Gemara, lav d'mayim chayim ninu. And that would be a raya that for mekiyor you can only use spring water. The Gemara says, loy. The kachi, they're holy. They're in a klishos. Says the Gemara, k'tishi mal yusi. What are you telling me? There's a mile to use holy water to wash out the innards of the kol? Adarabe. V'otonet v'Rabbi Yishmael, mayim she'en lo'am she'en levad. Yidavka is supposed to wash from the kiyor with water that doesn't have a she'en levad. So meaning, how could the Gemara say that there's a mile to the make kiyor? Because as Kedusha, ain't lo'am she'en levad. Elav huyin lo'am make kiyor. Amo mayim chayim ninu. Basically, the Gemara seems to be concluding machlokes tanoim if the mekiyor has to be mayim chayim or the mekiyor is even kosher shar meimesim. That's the conclusion. But what's clear l'chayr in the Gemara seems to be anyway that the mekiyor is possible to wash the korbanos. Because the Gemara says, Mayim Shaylam Shaym Levai. The Gemara says, Ilay Ma Mekio. We're talking about the Mekio, the Mile is Mishum the Kaddishi, because it's holy. The Gemara says, that's not a Mile, that's a Chasan. Right? The Gemara says, Adarab, right? Kiddushim Al Yossi. When the Gemara says, Kiddushim Al Yossi. Votoni, if I count, Tonu Rabbi Shmuel, Mayim Shaylam Shaym Levai. Yotze Mekio, Shiyeshlam Shaym Levai. So it's fascinating from two standpoints. Number one, what? No, but the Ein L'Shem Levai is not Stam HaHalacha. It's Ma'akev. It's true. It's true. The Gemara asked, it's a Maila. It's a Chsoran. But the Chsoran is a Chsoran that's Ma'akev normally. Does the other one understand what I'm saying? In other words, make Shem Levai. The Gemara is saying, passels the water. You cannot use mayim sheyesh lam shem levai to wash out a carbon. That's the halach. Bryson made a kal v'chomer that the mekiyo is surely good to wash the kilbayim. So the Gemara said, what are we talking about? If you tell me we're talking about mamish, the water of the kiyor itself, what's the maila? Kodesh? Kodesh is a maila? Kodesh is a chsorin? Yesh l'shem levai. And what's the halacha with Yesh l'shem levai? Possible. You understand, Shlomo? Shem levai is not a chesaron. It's possible. So then, so l'chayre, the conclusion of the Gemara is that mekiyo is possible to wash out the korbanos, and the Rambam leaves this completely out. Now, what doesn't bring down the whole halacha that mekiyo is possible? The other Rishonim seem to go along with the sugya. I mean, they bring down the sugya, so it's mashma taka, they hold that way. So, everybody has this kasha. Everybody has this kasha on the Rambam. And the Osameach and the Briskerov, both, Shtei Nevi'im, Nisnabim, Besigne Nechem, they both, as Bekiyim and Tanakh, bring a posuk from Divrei Hayomim, where it's a posuk that they use to make kiyor. Pasuk. The also Meir brings a pasuk in Perek Dalet. If you are Yom and Beis, Perek Dalet pasuk Vav. Fayas kirim rochtza b'hem. They made the kirayim and they washed. And says they besides what they washed, es ma'isoi lo yadichu b'hem. They washed the korbanos with that water. It's black and white. It's black and white in Divrei Hayomim. And that would be a very good reason why the Rambam skipped our sugya. Because the pasuk in Divrei HaYomim says black and white that they washed the kabbonis from the keel. It's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha, but that's what comes up. So I think the maskana here is it ties into what we were just talking about. There are two kinds of milus that the water can have. One is intrinsic, and one is abstract. Right? That's to explain why lishma is not bottle, because it's not intrinsic. It's not shaykh to be mevatel lishma, because bittel is on the essence of the chefza, and lishma is like riding, hovering above it. So that's why that can't be bought. That's a post zach. Now, Shem Levi, there's two ways to look at it. You can look at it, Shem Levi is only a psul, and this could be in Kol HaTerekula, by Esrig, by other cases. Shem Levi is only a psul where the Shem, where it's chal on the water, a new name. There's something inherently about the water that's different. That was kind of shame, a shame levi. The other way to look at it is, no, any shame levi is passes. But if you look at throughout the Sugyas HaShas, shame levi is always something that relates to the object. The object is different. Has a shame levi, because there's something different about the object. So we could say very passionate. If you're going to tell me that the milo of the Meikio is because they're Kaddishi, that would mean that there's something in essence on the water that it's Kaddishi, and that's why it has a Mila, then that would be Shem Levi. If you're going to tell me that this holy water that has a Mila in Rechitze, the Kilbayim, then that would be a Shem Levi. You understand? That alone would make it a Shem Levi. It must be that there can't be a Kal V'Chomer, because if there would be a Kal V'Chomer, then the Kal V'Chomer would be stating that there's something different about the water itself. So when Mela destroys the Kal V'Chomer, it must be that the Kedusha that the water has lingers above it and doesn't change the essence of the water. So everybody, what's the Kal V'Chomer? So Gemara, you have what I'm saying? Avad is a Mela Kedusha. The question is, that mile of Kedusha, does that associate to the chefs of the Maya? Does that make the water better water? Or is that just a lingering bavir? If you learn it's a mile in the water, so now that would make it be a Shem Levi. That alone would make it have a Shem Levi. If the Brisa means that you could use the Mei Kior because there's a Kal V'Chomer that it's good, because it has Kedusha, that would mean that Kedusha relates to the Chefs of the Mayim. Then the Maila would be a Chasan. Al-Kohoch, it's not a Maila. You know what I'm saying? If that's the Maila, the Brisa said there's a certain Maila to make here. So now to wash out the innards of the Korbanos, we're analyzing, what is the Maila that the Brisa is referring to? If the Brisa is talking about the Maila of Kedusha, that means that the Kedusha gives a Heftza Maila to the Mayim itself. Then that Maila is a Chasol. It's a Shem Levi. It must be the Brisa knew the Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim. It must be the Brisa is not referring to the Maila of the Kedusha of the water. Why not? Because it doesn't change the Heftza of the water. So now it's not an apostle on Shem Levi. So now, so what is the Maila? The Maila is Mayim Chayim, spring water. Which is not a Shem Levi. Memela, the Rambam ignore it. It's not Negea Bechlau. Our Shakal V'Tayah, the Gemara is Bechlau, not Negea. The Shakal V'Tayah of our Gemara is just to understand the Brisa. When the Brisa says that the Mei Kior has a Maila, the Gemara is analyzing. What Maila does the Brisa mean? Now, does holy water, is holy water better water to wash the innards of a coat? only if the Kedusha changes the essence of the water. Does it? Logically not. But if the Braisa says so, then we have no choice. So the Gemara is saying like this, Ilema Mishum the Kedishi, meaning that the Braisa is being Mechadish to us, that the Kedusha of the water changes the essence of the water is called better water, then it's a shame Levi. It's a catch 22. If it's a mila, it's a chsan. I'll call it's not a mila. Right? And they live something else, talking about spring water. No, so it's not again. That's Pshat HaPosek and Divrei HaYomim. They use the Mekion. Because it's not Shem Levi. You know why it's not Shem Levi? Because the Kedusha Samayim doesn't change the essence of the water. That's all. So the whole shock of the Tyre on Gemara is how to understand the Braisa. Okay. Have a good day.